This is Hormone Replacement Therapy in Jacksonville, Florida, an article by the Conscious Evolution Institute. Are you interested in the potential benefits of hormone replacement therapy? The Conscious Evolution Institute is one of the premier suppliers of quality hormone replacement therapy products in the United States. Although we are centrally located, we have a national network of affiliate physicians all across the United States that allow us to provide efficient and quality care to men and women over the age of 30 in all 50 states, including Florida. Testosterone replacement therapy in Jacksonville, Florida. Testosterone deficiency is a serious medical condition that should not be ignored. It increases the risk of a number of different medical conditions which vastly increase mortality risk, including diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and osteoporosis. In addition to increasing mortality, low T also has a tremendous effect upon the body composition as well as your ability to live a happy and fulfilling life. Testosterone deficiency prevents men from building muscles quickly and also encourages fat to build up. If you've started gaining weight or losing muscle mass mysteriously over the course of recent years, and you haven't changed your diet or workout routine, it is likely that you are suffering from the effects of low testosterone. Low T also contributes significantly to fatigue, because your body loses the ability to process energy effectively. This means that you feel more tired and exhausted. Testosterone deficiency is most well known for its tremendous impact on sexual health. If you find that you are losing interest in sex, or that you are having trouble sustaining or maintaining an erection as you grow older, you are most likely suffering from testosterone deficiency. The Conscious Evolution Institute offers a wide variety of testosterone replacement therapy options to fit both your needs and your budget. Call us and ask about our various treatment options, including testosterone creams, testosterone injections, testosterone implants, testosterone sprays, and testosterone patches. We also offer testosterone treatments for women that can benefit from therapy. For women, testosterone replacement therapy has been proven to increase flagging libido, relieve the symptoms of menopause, and reduce the risk of osteoporosis. HGH hormone replacement therapy in Jacksonville, Florida. In addition to our highly effective testosterone treatments, we also offer bioidentical human growth hormone replacement therapy for the treatment of hypopituitarism and HGH deficiency. Human growth hormone is an incredibly important hormone for both sexes, which controls cellular division and metabolism. There is powerful evidence that human growth hormone deficiency contributes greatly to physiological breakdown that occurs as a result of aging. Like testosterone, our bodies start to produce less and less natural HGH as we pass the age of 30, and the older that we get, the more likely that we will experience health issues as a result of that deficiency. If you are getting older and experiencing some of these symptoms, you may be dealing with the effects of HGH deficiency. Weight gain, fatigue, loss of muscle mass, memory issues, trouble healing, trouble recovering from illness, early appearance of deep lines and wrinkles, anxiety, depression, loss of bone mineral density, or reduced sex drive. If you are experiencing these symptoms, the Conscious Evolution Institute understands your pain and frustration and has the tools to help you make the necessary steps to correct your hormone imbalance and help you overcome your hormone deficiency. We have two forms of therapy which have been proven to restore HGH levels with minimal risk of complication or side effects: bioidentical HGH injections and sermorelin acetate injections. Human growth hormone injections work by directly supplementing the HGH that your body produces naturally in order to restore natural hormone balance. Sermorelin acetate injections achieve the same goal by supplementing a hormone known as growth hormone releasing hormone with a functionally identical analog, which allows your pituitary to naturally make all of the human growth hormone that your body needs. HCG injections in Jacksonville, Florida. Another of our flagship medical treatments is HCG therapy for weight loss. If you're overweight or obese and have been struggling with your weight, unable to find a way to effectively lose weight without resorting to risky surgical procedures, we suggest HCG therapy with caloric restriction. We understand that the hardest factor to account for when dieting is hunger. Bioidentical HCG therapy works for a number of important reasons. First, HCG has the ability to adjust your body's metabolism, encouraging you to burn stubborn belly fat rather than the muscle and structural fat that your body is more likely to burn when you go on a hard diet. Secondly, HCG works because it actually has the ability to suppress hunger while also ensuring that your body has the energy that it needs, even in the case of significant caloric restriction. The HCG diet will require you to intake significantly fewer calories than you're used to, but the injections will alleviate the feelings of hunger associated with your diet. If you want to lose weight fast and haven't had success with other methods, HCG injections may be an effective solution to your weight loss struggles. Interesting facts about Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville is a really big city. In fact, It is actually the largest city by land area in the contiguous 48 states. The area of Jacksonville is more than 800 miles. In spite of its large size, it has a relatively small metro population, because few people live outside the borders of the city. Jacksonville is the most populated city in the state of Florida, and is the 14th most populated city in the United States. Another cool thing about Jacksonville is that it has a complex system of parks which spreads across the entire city. There is actually more park area in Jacksonville than there is in any other city in the United States. There are over 80,000 acres of green space and community property in the city. Arguably, the two worst things that happened in the history of Jacksonville were the Great Fire of 1901 and the Roosevelt Hotel Fire of 1961. The Great Fire was caused by a massive explosion at a candle factory, which also set a mattress factory on fire. From this point, the fire spread over 146 blocks and burned for 8 hours. In the end, 7 people died, and more than 10,000 people were left homeless, and over 2,000 buildings were burned to the ground. In terms of loss of life, the hotel fire was more deadly, although it did exponentially less damage. 22 people perished in that event. One of the most famous frequent visitors to Tallahassee is John Grisham. Although he was born in Arkansas and went to college in Mississippi, he spends a significant amount of time in the Tallahassee area. He is known for frequenting a place called the Old Sea Turtle Inn. He actually loved the area so much, he includes this inn, as well as Pete's Bar, in his best-selling book, The Brethren. Jacksonville also has a widely regarded music scene, and the most important musical event in Jacksonville is the Jacksonville Jazz Festival, which is the second biggest jazz festival in the United States. Some of the greatest musicians in American history have performed at this festival, including Tony Bennett and Miles Davis. Speaking of musicians, Elvis Presley's first indoor performance took place in Jacksonville in 1957 at the Florida Theater. The world was a very different place back then. A judge actually monitored the entire performance in order to ensure that the performance passed local decency laws. Government officials were so concerned with that Elvis's propensity for hip shaking was too racy for public consumption. Oh, how things have changed. Although Elvis made waves in Jacksonville, the most significant rock band ever to come from the city was Lynyrd Skynyrd, most famous for their song Sweet Home Alabama. Jacksonville's remained a very active music city for the past generation as well. Over the course of the last 20 years, many bands have risen from Jacksonville, Florida, including Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Cold, and Limp Bizkit. Historically, Jacksonville was a popular location for filmmakers. Over the course of the early 20th century, thousands of silent movies were filmed in the city, and over 30 production companies were located here. Sadly, regional and national political pressures eventually moved filmmaking to Hollywood and the surrounding areas, but for a significant period of time, Jacksonville was referred to as the winter film capital of the world. Even though Jacksonville inevitably lost its central importance as a film town, there have still been a lot of major movies filmed in Jacksonville and the surrounding areas. Among the movies filmed in Jacksonville are Why Do Fools Fall in Love, G.I. Jane, The Creature from the Black Lagoon, The New Adventures of Pippi Longstocking, and the modern remake of The Manchurian Candidate. Film isn't the only time that California stole Jacksonville's thunder. Although California is known for its interest in skateboarding, Jacksonville was actually where the first skate park in the United States was built. The most famous skater that called the Arlington neighborhood's Kona Skate Park home was unarguably Tony Hawk. Kona was one of the first skate parks where Tony Hawk competed as an amateur long before he became a household name across the country. In popular culture, the most important entertainment contribution made by Jacksonville is probably the Jacksonville Jaguars. NFL is the most popular sport in the United States, and since 1993, the city has had the opportunity to host an NFL franchise. Jacksonville is actually the smallest metro area in the United States to host an NFL team. Jacksonville has more than 800,000 people, but the metro is only 1.3 million. I guess you could say that Jacksonville is lucky to have a franchise, but the team remains to be financially successful to this day. The history of Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, Florida is not the oldest city in Florida by far, but it does have a long and complex history. Florida was originally colonized by the Spanish and was ceded to the United States in 1821. Soon after Florida was turned over to the United States, many of its major cities were renamed, including Jacksonville. Jacksonville got its name because it was renamed while Florida was under control of Andrew Jackson, the first appointed governor of the state. The city was named Jacksonville in 1822, but Jacksonville was not the first name of the city. Originally, Jacksonville was referred to as Calford by the British and later by the Americans, and was known as Waka Pilataka by the Seminole Indians that lived in the area. Ironically enough, both Waka Pilataka and Calford have the same meaning. Jacksonville was founded on the St. John's River and was an area where farmers and ranchers were able to ford their cattle across the river. During this era, Jacksonville was a very small community, too small to be referred to as a proper city. But the community expanded quickly as a result of its important strategic location. By the end of the 1850s, Jacksonville developed into a highly active port city. By the time of the Civil War, the city was targeted by Union forces because of its importance to the economy of the Confederacy. Jacksonville remained an integral port for the Confederacy in the Civil War before finally falling to Union soldiers after the Battle of St. John's Bluff in 1862. Unlike Atlanta, which was burned and devastated after the Civil War, Jacksonville remained intact, and during the Reconstruction period of the late 1860s, Tallahassee became a bustling tourist venue during the winter because of its beautiful scenery and warm temperatures. Over 75,000 people visited Tallahassee each year during this period, and the city benefited from the boom as resorts and hotels sprung up all over the city. Of course, the favorable location of Tallahassee led it to remain an important seaport for the United States, and the mixture of popular and mercantile business in the area led Jacksonville to be directly connected to the North by railroad in 1888. As the turn of the century approached, tragedy began to strike, however. Later in 1888, Jacksonville was stricken by a yellow fever epidemic, which led to the deaths of 427 people in Jacksonville in a single year. In 1901, a giant fire burned through the city, displacing a full one-third of the population of 30,000. Luckily, although 146 blocks were burned to the ground, investors and developers quickly repaired the damage done to the city over the course of the next 10 years, and by 1920, the population of the city more than tripled to 90,000. Before 1920, most of the development in the area occurred close to the center of the city, but as the population swelled and citizens became more mobile as a result of the automobile and other factors, the city began to expand outward. In 1923, an electric trolley system was built which spanned the St. John's River, encouraging speedier development on both banks of the river. The early movie industry thrived in Jacksonville beginning in 1908, for about 15 years, until economic and political conditions shifted movie production across the country to California. As time continued to pass, Jacksonville's strategic location led it to wield greater and greater importance as a military staging ground, and this led the area to experience a sustained economic and population boom. From 1920 to 1940, the population nearly doubled, from 91 to 173,000. The city was vitally important during World War II because of its huge military-industrial presence and its naval base and stations. This article about hormone replacement therapy and the history of Jacksonville, Florida, was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV, and we hope you appreciated listening. Thank you very much.